Welcome to the first day of the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The purposes of this series are first to promote a better and wider understanding of the real Christmas season, that is, the 12 days from Christmas Day to Epiphany Eve. The second purpose of the series is to promote a renewed appreciation for the practice of Christian spirituality, a discipline which promotes the internalization of the teachings of the Church. To further aid in that cause, the AIC bookstore publication Christian Spirituality and Anglican Perspective is available in both paperback and Kindle editions at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. Throughout the series, there will be a different musical theme for each day. For this first day of Christmas, the opening theme music was an arrangement for the guitar of the traditional English carol, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I urge you to think of Christmas Day and Epiphany as bookends which anchor each end of the Christmas season. On each of these 12 days, some of which are important holy days on the Anglican calendar, including the Feast of St. Stephen and St. John, the Holy Innocents, and the Circumcision of our Lord, we have assigned theme words. One way you can show your neighbors your traditional Christian faith is to keep your Christmas decorations both inside and outside your house up and turned on until Epiphany, January the 6th, the day the Church celebrates Christ's manifestation to the Gentiles. The key word or words for each of the days are first, love for December 25th, forgiveness December 26th, peace December 27th, compassion December 28th, obedience December 29th, joy December 30th, family December 31st, the Church January 1st, angels January 2nd, commandments January 3rd, glorifying God January 4th, and finally, grace and faith January 5th. On this first day of Christmas, December 25th, Christmas Day, the key word is love. As I noted in my podcast homily for Fourth Sunday in Advent, the first gift of Christmas was not a commercial bauble or any ephemeral thing, but an eternal gift, a child. St. John explains it this way in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And when we and St. John talk about love in this context, we do not mean love of things such as fame or money or self or of sexual or romantic love. We mean a very special kind of love, God's unqualified love for his creation, demonstrated by his sending of his only begotten Son to be incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and to take upon himself the mantle of human flesh. In New Testament Greek or Koine Greek, there are many words which are often translated as love. The unique kind of love of which I speak here on Christmas Day is from the Greek agape, agape, or some translate it as agape. In my podcast homily for the third Sunday in Advent, which is linked from the podcast homily page and homepage of the AIC website, I explore the meaning in depth of all of these other words translated as love, eros, or sexual love, philia, brotherly love, storge, familial love, philotas, love of self, philagoria, love of money, often called avarice, and philanthropia, meaning love of mankind, from which we get the word philanthropy. Agape is above all these forms of love. God's gift of His Son as an act of love also grants to mankind another valuable gift from God, mercy. Mercy does not mean just His willingness to refrain from destroying us. In fact, there are many forms of God's mercy, and one should learn to use the plural and understand the concept of God's mercies. One of these is the mercy of praise, first demonstrated in a Christian context in Scripture in the Gloria in Excelsis, or the chorus of angels in Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. On Christmas Day, our songs, hymns, carols, and prayers, which we thankfully direct toward God, just as the angels did in Luke 2:14, should always show toward Him the sense of awe and the respect, honor, and glory to which He is entitled. In this Christmas season, more than ever corrupted by avarice and the secular tendencies of the world, when we give and receive at Christmas, we should always remember that true agape, unconditional love, lies at the heart of all gift giving. Any true gift must be unconditional. There can be no thought of any manner or mode of return on the gift, and no thought of any obligation toward us by the recipient. From our Jewish ancestors, Christians have inherited many understandings of God. Anglicans memorialize one of these in the Jubilati Deo, the canticle after the second lesson in morning prayer, which is based on Psalm 66, of which the first verse is, O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with a song. On this Christmas Day, December 25th, let us all reflect and be joyful in the knowledge of the profound, unconditional love of God, agape, or agape, which He showed us in the willing sacrifice of His Son, who came into the world to save us from our sins since Adam and Eve. Another of these valuable inheritances from Judaism also comes from the book of Psalms. Psalm 118 is thought to have been used as a processional song for Passover to be sung on the steps of the temple. From Psalm 118, here is verse 28 and 29, a song of worship and praise for the gifts He, our Creator, gives to each of us. Thou art my God, and I will thank Thee. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is gracious, and His mercy is everlasting. Now on this Christmas Day, I pray you remain always thankful to Him who made all creation and sent His Son into human form on Christmas Day. I hope that, filled with agape, that special kind of unqualified love which God shared with His creation, that in your personal life you will also exhibit the traits associated with certain other Greek words which mean love, storge, familial love, philia, brotherly love, and philanthropia, love of mankind, and demonstrate it with all you encounter in the holiday season and throughout the year to come. Please join us for the second day of Christmas, December 26th, the feast day of St. Stephen, when the key word is forgiveness. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.